Mikey and Rin Eden, yum.
A show about the serious and not so serious parts of our edible world. Let's eat.
Hey guys, welcome to Mikey and Rin Eat In. It's Mikey bringing you a freezing cold, fresh from the freezer episode. This is where we revisit episodes that we've recorded and put out in the past, but ones that seem relevant to things that are happening in our lives now and things that are happening in our world. Obviously, this is a food show. Obviously, all we want to talk to you guys about is mozzarella sticks and yummy roasted chicken and ice cream. Pick a thing that makes your mouth water. We want to talk about that. Historically, for those of you that have been with us for a long time, this show has always been about food, but it was also about our journey through the world of fertility, infertility, trying to have a baby, and then how kind of we were using food to help Corinne get pregnant, help keep us happy, be our salve, be our therapist, be the thing that we use to celebrate, all those things. As many of you may or may not know, we did IVF. We tried to have a baby for a couple years on our own, and then we found out that, you know, due to a couple different circumstances, many of which we've talked about on the show, we needed to do IVF. IVF was going to be the thing that was going to allow us to have a baby, which we wouldn't have been able to otherwise. Absolutely not. And so after 2 years of trying, quote unquote, naturally, which it's a term that I don't really like to use, we decided to employ the help of an IVF clinic and an IVF doctor. And they were able to, well, we're going to get into it next episode. Next episode, we're going to do a whole thing about, of course, what's happening in Alabama. I hope that everybody is focusing on this and knowing that this is a new fight for the war against women. And this is a new way for the GOP to restrict women's health and to put to silence a lot of voices. And it's out of control. It's fucking nuts. And who I've been calling the hypocrites, you know, these are people that, you know, they want more babies in the world and they think that life starts at the erection. It's fucking nuts. And it's now on, you know, all of the things. The abortion fight has been on our turf as well, because this is something that we fully believe in. And Corinne had an abortion, and it was an amazing thing that we were able to have that option, that we live in a state where we could do that in a safe and effective way, under the guidance of very supportive healthcare professionals. And then IVF, I don't even know what we're talking about. You know, it's the idea that we're talking about, you know, an embryo. It is a complicated subject, I will say, because an embryo, you know, is, yeah, it's a 3 to 5 day, you know, gestated being. It's a, you know, a collection of cells at that point. I will say that once we had gotten to the point where we had 3 embryos, I would have fought and died for those embryos. Like, to me, they were my babies. But I also understand and understood at the time too, that there may come a time where we don't end up using them, or the, you know, the pregnancy might not take. And I was also okay with that. I was also okay with the idea that we might decide to destroy them at some point. I fully believe in the rights of a woman to make the decision for everything that comes from and is in her body. And I just think the idea that I saw someone, you know, post a thing that had a picture of a grape, and they were saying, you know, and they said, in Alabama, this is a bottle of wine. And I just think we need to have a more nuanced conversation about this stuff. I just think we have non-scientific, non-nuanced thinkers making these gigantic decisions for people. And it's really scary, and it's a slippery slope. I will digress. So this week we're putting out an episode that was originally put out. Hold on, let me just double check. August 26th, 2021, we were deep in it. We were going through IVF. This is an episode that we recorded in our van. And I think it was the first time that I had given Corinne the fertility shots in her butt in the van. And, you know, this was us in the process. This was us dealing with the pain, but also the hope that comes with IVF. And I just, you know, it's hard for me to even remember this time now, but it is so important. And I think it's an important thing to have in the conversation right now is to hear, you know, we are two people that wanted to have a baby and now have a baby from IVF, but we wanted to have a baby more than anything. And the fact that we were able to do IVF was a godsend. And this is coming from someone that doesn't believe in God. It was an amazing thing. It was it's an amazing innovation, scientific innovation, that this is something that can happen for people. So fuck you, Alabama. Everybody say it with me. Fuck you, Alabama. And I don't know, everybody just, you know, get informed, think about the human cost of all these things, and, you know, have a little bit more of a nuanced brain. And keep all of this on your mind as we are in an election year. It matters who runs our country. It matters who we elect to our offices. And if you're someone who has to go through healthcare of a lot of different varieties, but especially women's healthcare, you should really be involved in politics, because they are going to tell you what you can and can't do with your body as quickly as they can. So without further ado, here is the episode Affable and Effable. We love you guys. Bye.
Mikey and Rin stay in.
Oh, yeah. Hi, guys. Welcome to Mikey and Rin Stay In. It's your handsomest host, Mikey.
And your affable host, Rin Dog.
Fucking affable. That's laughable. You pick the word affable. What's affable mean to you?
You know, agreeable. Just, you know. It's like a real base level compliment that you could give to somebody.
I know.
He's an affable gent.
The only time that I remember it was the fact that you brought it up 26 times during our wedding.
Why?
Because you're
saying
like you're calling me affable, and this is, I'm affable. That's why we're getting married.
I'm affable. I'm, you're affable. Let's do it forever.
I just thought you were saying effable the whole time, and I was like, yeah, I am super fuckable. You're right. That is why you're so lucky to marry me. We're in our van. It feels so
coming
creepy
on to some you level. Live.
Super
for the first time out of our van. It does feel. You're really weird, mostly because I don't want to move the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
And so okay, I'm sitting very rigidly.
You are sitting. She's not even trying to look at me.
And not rotating my head. Not like my head's attached to the microphone.
The only thing. But... Right. She has a Britney mic on, folks. So the only thing that's going to make it loud, I think, is if we touch this part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's like an
that's
arm.
That's the part that's right on my chest.
Well, move it to the side.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, here she goes, folks.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. And she's turning the microphone. No, twist it like this. Like, push it this way.
Also have tea in my hand.
Oh, yeah. And she's got tea in her hand. We're multitasking. I'll have some patter to fill in the space here. Well, the other thing that I think feels weird about it is we're in a very, like, secluded camping spot in a campground. But we are in the campground, and there's like, we rolled up and there's the camp next to us. There was nobody there. But we noticed there was like 17 kids bikes, and we were like, how many fucking kids are there? And so we're in this campground where there's all these like families doing their thing. And I feel like we're like a couple of aspiring child molesters, like talking in dulcet
with
tones
the murdered
in the
out van.
Yeah. We have all the windows covered right now. We're recording.
I know. And we just came from, like, for all intents and purposes, the retirementiest campground that I've ever been to.
Yeah.
It was so quiet by 8 p.m.
Totally.
And everybody not was a child
like,
in sight.
Yeah, and everybody was, like, on. These are all, like, professional RVers who, like, are on you if, like, your tent is off or something like that, or you've got, like, your poop pipes going into the wrong
thing.
Well,
and people that have flags and stuff like that out in front because they're parked there for so long.
Oh, yeah.
One couple said... the ultimate social distancers or something like that.
Oh, funny. I didn't see that.
And yeah.
Well, it's, it's funny because we don't usually stay in RV parks. Like we'll stay in like state parks. She's blowing it over here. But we'll stay in like state parks and stuff because they're normally it's like beautiful and you can be out in it. And then we'll stay in like, you know, the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's so it's funny to be in like an established RV site. We just were kind of like getting in late, but it's such a fucking funny culture.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like a little Trumpy, but then it's also like kind of there's hippies. I don't know. It's like I kind of dig it.
Well, and there's this convergence point, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where they're probably all anti-maskers and anti-vaxxers.
It does feel that way.
Yeah.
It's a little, yeah. No, but I think it's, we've talked about this for a long time, is like, where are the places in our world still where like people from the far left and people on the far right come together? And like, I'm in a lot of those places because it's like ski towns are mm-hmm. big like that. Mountain biking places. Because it's like, oh, you've got like the mountain biker, yoga, skiing crowd.
Craft beer.
Like probably, yeah. Searching for hazy IPAs and Tribe Called Quest. And then you've got the ranchers or whatever that are, that might be more Christian or more conservative. And they all come together there. And it's so interesting to see people, how they relate, the conversations that they have. I think it's something that we need to like work on as a country is like, look at those places. Look at how these people are either able to or not able to kind of talk about things.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's positive, then extract some of that shit.
Yeah, they're good little microcosms. I mean, state park campgrounds are
is a huge one that I hadn't thought about.
Yeah.
No, because it's like in a neighborhood, you can like segregate yourself kind mm-hmm. of. Like we live in a neighborhood where like if you flew a Trump flag, your fucking house would be burned down.
Yeah, that's true.
For sure. Or like passive aggressively, it'd be organic egged or something like that, you know.
There'd be biodegradable shit bags all over your lawn.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's real funny.
Sheethi, are we living your ultimate childhood fantasy right now?
We're hell yeah.
In a fort, basically.
Totally. It's a fort on wheels.
A fort on wheels.
Yes.
And everybody's listening to you right now.
And everybody's listening to me.
Everyone's listening. You have the stage.
Yep. Yeah, that's part of my childhood dream. We're also like backed up to a gigantic sand dune right now.
Yes.
That goes down to a lake.
God, this is the prettiest place like
it's so
of
pretty.
All time. It's so beautiful.
Where are we? Florence, Oregon, near Florence.
Yep.
In a place called
south of Florence.
Yeah, Honeydew Melon Campground or something like that. It's a state park. It's awesome.
Jesse Honeyman.
Jesse Honeyman.
Honeyman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honeyman.
We took a hike to rival any hike that anyone's ever taken in the entire
for
world
real.
Today.
Totally.
There was, you walked on the ocean.
Yep.
You walked in a sand dune.
Indeed.
You got to a lake.
I swam.
You were in a temperate rainforest, apparently.
I didn't know what that meant.
It was so beautiful. And this was all in 6 miles.
Yeah, it was crazy. And we... Yeah, I loved it. I know. And this, so this episode is brought to you by the Tourism Board of Oregon.
Right.
Come here, spend your money and what? Take some hikes.
Love letter.
Oh, it's so awesome.
I really.
Well, we're also on a part of the coast. We're kind of a little bit more south, like 5 hours from Portland or something. So it's just a little further than we're usually willing to drive. But we came down for our 9th anniversary, which was yesterday.
Yay.
And we're seeing parts of Oregon that we like have never hung out in. And it's dope.
Yeah, like, we were meant to be.
I haven't heard enough people talk about this shit.
We were meant to be in Crater Lake, which is this
right.
incredible national park, but it's on fire, folks.
Oh yeah, it's Snoop Dogg.
Really, really smoky.
We got there and it was saying like that it was basically the same air quality as in Portland, so it was like beautiful and blue skies. So we like drove up there, and as we were driving, the like we have this like of an air quality app, and I opened it like when we were 30 minutes out or whatever, and it had jumped to like unhealthy proportions. And then by the time we got there, you basically couldn't even see the lake.
Mm-mm.
Like, so we were like, fuck this. And we drove out. We drove out a different way than we had come in, and just so happened to drive the route directly through where like there's active fires going on now. Like we saw shit smoldering. We saw like 8 billion firefighters, and it was like insanely smoky. Like we had masks on in the van with the like, you know, recirculating air going. It was terrible.
Yeah, it was intense.
That shit is like being in hell or the like being alive during the apocalypse or something.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah. You know what I don't hate? Is getting to hang out with you, first of all.
Aw. Getting touching here, folks. She's literally touching me. Not naughty places.
I was just searching for a segue. And I thought, you know what I don't hate is a good one. And I don't hate you. I also don't hate our new data plan that we've just upgraded to.
Oh yeah.
That I was just thinking about. Because there was many moments where we, you know, were using data in order to find, okay, what's the like campground we're gonna go to, what's the direction we're gonna travel in,
yep,
what's the air quality index. And I'm just really grateful that we had
An unlimited data plan
in order to look for all those things.
Hell yeah. And this section of the show is sponsored by Verizon Wireless. They paid us $20 billion to talk about them on our show.
They allowed us to upgrade to their unlimited data plan.
Yeah, as a gift to us, they let us upgrade to their unlimited program. We'd been working on, and if you guys ever follow how many gigs you go through, because I bet you it's more than us, we had two of us on a 4 gigabyte plan for years.
Yeah. Pretty deep.
We had like our fucking, I had my, podcast app, my Spotify app, all those set to Wi-Fi only. Like mm-hmm. I have not downloaded a podcast in the wild for probably 10, 12 years.
How good did it feel?
Oh, I literally.
Illicit. Let me just say that.
I just have my phone right now just watching YouTube videos. I just have them playing constantly just because I fucking can. In HD.
Yeah.
Suck it.
Yeah, just so many programs running.
I just have ASMR programs. It's people like shaving microphones and popping bubbles really lightly on with their mouths. 24/7, baby.
Just because I can.
I like that segue. So yeah, so 9th anniversary.
Yes.
Fucking huge.
Fucking huge, bro. We had a really sweet day. We've just had a really... This is the end of what would have been maternity/paternity leave.
Totally.
And so Mikey and I both... Well, you're headed back to travel and work September next 1st. Week.
Yeah.
And then I head back on September 3rd.
Totally.
And then we're right quick into transfer date.
Totally.
September 8th.
And I just think... One of the things that we've not really talked about a ton on the show, well, for one thing, because we basically took off from the show even while we took off this summer, but I think we might have mentioned it last time, but just I want to commend you on pushing us to take the leave. Because I think that it's something that when we tell people about it, they're like, oh my gosh, that's wonderful and amazing that you're able to do that or whatever. And you know, nobody questions when someone takes maternity leave. And I just think it's really awesome to set a precedent and maybe to talk to people about losing a baby anytime during pregnancy is obviously insanely difficult, but especially a later term pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And you should take time to be in it.
Right.
People like and go you back should be to work supported, right away.
Right.
Yeah.
We're in a position where we were able to do that. And it's a pretty rare and privileged thing.
Totally. We both work for ourselves. And so we were able to do it.
We have enough money saved that we could do it.
Totally. But New Zealand, right? They mm-hmm. passed maternity leave after a miscarriage. If you want to, I guess, I don't know what you would call it. Not maternity, I guess, but.
Yeah. Grieving leave.
Grievy leavy.
Right.
Sorry, not to make fun of it. Gravy, levy, wavy, gravy.
We talked. But a bit
I think
about
it's amazing.
This,
I think
on
did.
The last show, and it's really, I don't know. This time for me has just been invaluable. I think that you know we both like our work, but there's also a lot of. Care and time and a lot of us that we have to pour into our work. And especially, you know, I think also being in a care profession, there's, you know, there's a lot there's a lot. There's a lot that you pour in.
Of course.
And I think there's people that are also really good at then kind of extracting themselves from their work. Mm. And I'm not good at that. And so, yeah. So I just noticed how different I feel, right?
Yeah.
Not kind of carrying around challenge and suffering of other people. And I've just felt really, really so happy and grateful that we've gotten to do it. Yeah.
I mean, you also work with kids.
Yeah, that was...
So it's just like fucking salt in the wound to begin with.
Right.
And then you also just... It's what makes you a great practitioner. Maybe not the greatest business person, but you you work 160% on your patients, right? I mean, would you take too much of your time thinking about what they're going through and taking it on? And it was, I mean, dude, I think it took you maybe 2 or 3 weeks of the summer
to
chill into it. Mm-hmm. 'Cause when I saw it happen, when you actually were like, oh yeah, I don't actively have to think about that patient right now. Yeah. You were just lighter.
Yeah.
And I just think, yes, we're going back into work, which is stressful, but having this basically 3 months off and then going into a transfer, mm-hmm. like you've been able to like eat what you want. You've been cooking tons of great food. I've been cooking kind of my normal butter soaked cheese with top of pepperoni. Yeah. But you've been cooking such like amazing meals. We've been chopping at the farmer's market. We've been outside in the sun. Like your body is so ready to be a mama right now.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. We're on the road. Finished up antibiotics.
Literally,
finished
figuratively.
Birth control. Finished up antibiotics. This is all a part of IVF. For those of you that don't know, different clinics do it differently, but you're on birth control so they can sort of control your cycle. They let you know when they want you to come off. Antibiotics are part of things just in case there's some like errant infection somewhere, I guess.
Right. And they're so burly.
You go on doxycycline for 10 days and then again for another 4 days before the transfer, which is wild.
And I had to take the doxycycline before I gave my...
Your sperm
the
sample.
The only part of IVF that I've been involved in.
Yes. Yeah. Slow clap for Mikey, everybody.
Can we get that? Hey, just a moment of silence.
Yes.
For how much the men
the work
suffer.
And suffering.
Thank you. Thank you. But I will say the doxycycline fucked me up.
Oh my God. I know. It does fuck
it
me
was,
up too.
It's
I
a
weird,
shit.
Like, feelings of frostbitedness almost.
Ooh.
Like, on my hands, I get these weird moments of, it feels like I've got like Tiger Balm or Icy Hot or something on my hands.
Yeah, I remember that. We got that together.
On my nose.
We're also watching the dumbest show in the world right now called Manifest. If you haven't watched it, don't or do. It's so schlocky and stupid.
Oh God, it's embarrassing. But
spoiler alert, there's a dude that's dying on dry land in like the summer of frostbite because of like this woo stuff that happened in the story, and it's so stupid. We've just been laughing.
No, it's not great. It's not great.
Yeah, but you're ready.
Yeah, and then starts estrogen injections. So these are not belly injections. These are now kind of
booty.
Injections on the booty. I think we called it haunches the last time.
Ooh, I was calling it the gunslingers.
The gunslingers.
Like it's where your guns are if you're going to pull a gun in the old west.
Yeah. Imagine the old west if they had IVF.
Ew.
Like no other technology.
They just had IVF.
Just IVF.
Like, wow, I don't
Everything
know how
else
we're
was
able
exactly the
yeah,
same.
They're doing the ultrasounds and stuff. Like, I don't know why we have this $35,000 ultrasound, $135,000 ultrasound machine, but and we don't have clean drinking water, but and everybody
yeah, people are
like
dying
butthole.
Of dysentery every day. But
I just all I can think about with the old west and kind of any time before like 1960 is just I just think about how much people's butts smelled.
Ooh, yeah.
Like how many people in the old west just smelled like rancid BO and then a little bit of butt smell. Almost all of them.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I know there was rivers and stuff then, but like
yeah.
they hadn't really perfected, hey, you need to put some soap on that, like daily. medieval times and like those fucking, I watch Game of Thrones and all I can think about is everybody has a fucking bacterial vaginosis. Is that how you say it? Bacterial
vaginosis.
Yep, vaginosis. Yep. And then everybody just has like, ew, but.
Yeah. And lots of STIs floating around.
Oh, tons of those. Totally. Yeah. Yeah. Ugh, God, I don't even want to think about it.
Mm-hmm. Let's not.
Let's not and
no
say we
dirty
did.
Butts or STIs in here.
Ew.
I mean, I do kind of have a dirty butt. That's
gross, dude.
I haven't showered.
I just swam in a lake, and Rindog needs to just pull it together and just jump in the lake.
I know.
Yeah. Should we do that? Mm. Let's see how much time we've given people here. Is there anything else we need to tell anybody? That's been 20 minutes or so.
Yeah.
I'm like falling asleep in the van. So comfortable.
I know. It's real cozy in here. We've got a good life.
We do. I love you. We've been floating the thought of starting another podcast because of this podcast is so wonderful and the people that listen are amazing. But I also have a lot of people in my orbit and our world that I don't think listen because it's like too specific. So we were thinking about having like starting a podcast, like a fun food podcast.
Mm-hmm. We are tossing it around.
Yeah. And we have some great ideas. But like, what would you guys want to hear? If you love us and you want to hear something cool from us, I don't know, let us know. Let's eat at MikeyandRinStayIn.com, or you can put it in an Apple. When you give us a 5-star Apple review, then just write it in the notes. Like, hey, you guys should have a show where you only eat lasagna naked. And then just tell
and
us about.
And really slow chew it.
Slurp.
Very close to the microphone.
Yeah, glurp and chew. Mm-hmm. I like it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, let us know what you'd want to hear. And that show would be like just for funsies. Like we'd be eating. Maybe it'll be even more dick and fart jokes. How the fuck is that possible?
How is that possible?
Well, it could just be chock-a-block. It could be lasagna dicks. Maybe the lasagna is made of dicks and farts.
Sounds delicious.
It's yummy. But yeah, that's all we got.
Yeah.
Holler at us. We love you guys. We're going to be at home a lot more now because we're starting back to our regular lives. So I think the podcast will be coming out more.
Yeah, it's true. We'll definitely keep you updated. This first, you know, month, 6 weeks, is really the kind of like rapid development on both baby end, if I do get pregnant, and also just we find out a lot of information pretty quickly. So I'll do the transfer on the 8th. And then on the 17th is my first blood test to find out if I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I'm terrified. I really am feeling like so much more nervous than the last time. So much more nervous.
Yeah. I know we talked about this last episode, you know, and you asked me if I was, because I said I was feeling great about it.
Yeah.
I'm feeling great. And I think I've, I don't know, I think I've thrown up a bunch of armor and also kind of an argument that we went through kind of the worst thing, one of the worst things that you can go through. Like we fucking handled it and our relationship's even like better for it. But I think I'm way more afraid than I give credit to, than I'm giving myself kind of space for right now. Because it's, I don't know, I've just decided to go in with like power positivity. But it's scary as shit, dude.
I know, I was going to ask you to sprinkle some of your positivity potpourri on me.
Well, and I've got it, dude. I mean, I'm like, I do think that like this is going to be awesome. It's going to be easy. And it's just going to be like what the pregnancy always should have been and what I hope everybody's pregnancies are like. I think it's going to be that. I really do.
Yeah. It's interesting because I've really let myself this time around entertain the alternatives, of which there are many.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the last time I didn't allow for that. Because it was like, I can't let anything else in my brain except for, this is going to work and this is how I'm going to become a mom.
Yeah, totally.
And I think now I don't know. I feel like I'm coming in with positivity. Yes, I want this to work. I'm dabbling in that.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What positivity I feel like I can muster. But then I also have thought, what does it look like for us to adopt? And I've actually like gotten on the internet and started looking at that. What does it look like to foster an older kid? We're like older parents. Would that be something that we could do? What does it look like to be childless? And
yeah,
that actually feels, I don't know, expansive in some way.
To look at all those things?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it does also, like, it doesn't pigeonhole, you know, I think there's some way to look at IVF, like, the commitment, the time commitment, the money commitment, the, like, mm-hmm. all the kind of, like, the power that you give over to the people that are doing it. You're like, this is the way. This is the only way.
Mm-hmm.
When, in fact, there's, like, a million different versions of us in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, and we
adopt 55 dachshunds.
Yes.
And live on an island.
Yes.
Oh, I literally can't think of anything I'd want more.
See?
Yeah. Just have a dog island where we just love like three-legged dogs and blind dogs.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, it does take some of the power back, right? Because it, you know, I think that I can get a little bit into a victim-y loop or something.
Sure.
And it's actually, I have made the choice to do IVF. I have made the choice to get on hormones and do all of these things.
It's fucking powerful, man.
Yeah, it's I don't know, that sometimes I think it's gotten lost on me in the 4 years that we've been walking
this
path.
That it's your choice or that it's a powerful place to stand in. It's hard to feel that way because it does feel like it's like begging or something. Mm-hmm. It feels like you're like, I'm doing this desperate thing that's like the only option.
But it's actually, no, it's,
yeah, it is an option that we chose mm-hmm. conscientiously as mm-hmm. confident, powerful humans, you know?
Right, right.
And it's been, I mean, and we did it once and it was successful.
Right.
Very much so.
Right.
Like you had a successful pregnancy until it wasn't.
Right.
Until we found out that we had to end the pregnancy and right. our baby's life, you know? Like that baby was cooking along.
Right. Right.
And IVF did that. A thing that we chose.
Right. Yeah.
We're just giving each other like the most powerful high five you've ever seen right now. It's like
it did just echo throughout this entire campground.
Yeah, everybody just shut up because we high five. It's super high five, a Sioux five. Shut up.
Wow, I know that we were ready to end, but I just
I love that.
Just thinking about that.
Well, we haven't talked enough about how like we've been, like where we've been at with it. Mm-hmm. I think I've spent the whole summer basically being like, that's gonna happen. It's gonna be super easy. I don't even need to think about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then what gave Rennie her second shot last night in the butt in the van. And that was awesome.
First butt shot in the van.
First butt shot in the van. I mean,
well,
was it?
What are we talking?
Bing, bang, pow, zip. jizz. But that made it more real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like sticking a needle in your butt. I'm like, oh, wow. No, we're actually jumping back on this motherfucking train. Mm-hmm. And who knows where we're headed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love you guys.
We do love you.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope that our voices massaged your eardrums in a way that was pleasurable, expedient, and affable.
Entertaining. Ooh, nice.
That doesn't work there really, but I'm just ramming it in. Affable. Effable. I'm affably effable. Or is it I'm effably affable? No, I'm so affable it makes me fuckable.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm effably affable.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Done. My info, let's eat at MikeyandRinStayIn.com. Review us on Apple. just keep listening to us and send us your what the food show you want. Well, like, what do you want our food show to be?
What do you want to hear? What would be helpful, entertaining, and affable?
And super fun. Mm-hmm. Like, how can we fit in all of the jokes that we make whilst also eating crispy French fries and foie gras? Let us know. I'm Mikey.
I'm Rin.
And tonight, what's a van song that we can sing to? Cruising.
It's got to be a Luther song.
Oh, it's got to be a Luther Vandross song. Da, 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 da. Stay in. Stay in. Yeah. Stay in the motherfucking van with Luther Vandross. Okay, bye.
We hope you guys liked that episode. It's so wild to listen back to kind of where our heads were at. And you know what? I'm proud of us for being so positive and funny when we were going through something that was really scary. And again, I just want you guys to stay on top of things, vote, stay informed, kick the assholes out that are trying to do this if they're in your state. And I don't know, give as much time and money as you can to people that are fighting against this. Planned Parenthood is amazing. The ACLU is amazing. Support anything local that you can and stand up for your rights. We love you guys. Reach out. Let's eat at MikeyandRin.com. Instagram is @MikeyandRin. And we'll talk to you guys next week.